He is the top rating host of late night TV in the United States, and later today he will be out of a job. The axing of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert was a financial decision, according to network CBS, but critics are sceptical given the host's fervent opposition to US President Donald Trump.
The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And
now for the next 10 months, the gloves are off. I can finally speak unvarnished truth to power and say what I really think about Donald Trump. I don't care for him. On Friday, Donald Trump posted, "I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. His talent was even less than his ratings." I gotta say, Donald Trump has proven himself surprisingly limber for a man with those cankles.
I have a great plan. The plan is they cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Yes. He has such a simple plan. In fact, the only thing simpler than the plan is the man who has it.
Stephen Colbert there. Well, CBS announced it cancelled the show last year. At the same time, its corporate parent, Paramount, was negotiating a takeover by billionaire David Ellison's Skydance company. The finale of The Late Show airs this afternoon, Australian time, marking what many believe is the beginning of the end of the network talk show genre. Bill Carter is one of the most well-versed commentators on late-night TV in the US. He's a former New York Times media reporter who has authored two books on the subject. Bill Carter joined me earlier. Bill Carter, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
It's great to be with you from a different continent.
Bill, as someone who's studied and reported on the politics of late-night shows in the US for a long time, how do you reflect on the end of The Late Show?
Well, I mean, it's the first of its kind in a way. I mean, people have lost their jobs in late night because they weren't doing well, or they've left because they've done it a long time or gotten a better job. This is the first time a person was forced out by apparent government interference, which is not just a surprise, but also kind of a shock to Americans who thought we didn't do that kind of thing in this country.
So what role do you think politics played in Paramount's relationship with the Trump administration during this Skydance merger? How much did that decision have on axing this show?
Well, we can only infer because, of course, they declared that the politics had nothing to do with it. But the circumstance was that Paramount was trying to sell or merge, and Skydance was going to take over, and they needed government approval for that. And the government in place does not like Stephen Colbert at all, not at all. And among other things they did was they settled a lawsuit that our biggest news program had been fighting Trump over, and then Trump really had no strong basis for the suit, but they caved and gave him money over that, and that was a sign. And only shortly after Colbert came on the air and mocked that settlement, calling it a big fat bribe, I think it was 3 days later they canceled him. And then a week later, the merger closed. So the circumstances are screaming at you that there are political implications behind this. And you can't say, that, unless you were in the meeting, that somebody said, hey, we better do this or Trump is going to not approve the merger. But since Trump had done many similar things and tried to intimidate, you know, universities and corporations and networks in other ways, it made sense that people that this is what was really going on.
Why did President Donald Trump not like this show?
Well, Stephen Colbert, you may know his previous show, he was he played a character who was a blowhard conservative character, and he was incredibly great at this. I mean, like, incredibly great at it. And I thought the show was hilarious. Then he took over what is we consider a standard late night show with a host behind a desk doing a monologue. And at first he wasn't great, and I think it was because he had sort of abandoned his point of view voice. But when he went back to that, and he has a point of view, he has a very strong point of view that, you know, is very inconsistent with what Trump believes. He found his voice and people liked it. And he definitely, you know, ripped Trump often. But Trump gives all the late night guys a lot of ammunition. It's not like they have to go really strain themselves to find something to satirize. He does an awful lot. And Colbert is an unflinching guy like that. And he obviously had a point of view. During the election, he overtly supported Biden. in the last election. He raised money for him. So, you know, he definitely showed his colors. But he has a voice. It's in America. We have a free speech. And he could say what he wants, just as Trump could come on and say he has no talent and he has no ratings, both of which are patently untrue.
Bill, if we're taking a step right back, what sort of role do you think the late night shows, even going right back to Johnny Carson, Letterman, and other incarnations as well, what role have they played politically in the U.S.?
Well, they always played a role where they would cite the foibles of the people in power, which is, frankly, what comedians have always done, going back to a jester in front of the king, right? You speak comedy to power is what I say, not necessarily truth, but you're making fun of the guy. That's what you do. And so they always did that. And Carson would be very clever and funny about whatever the foible of the president was. So, you know, if it was Nixon, you know, he was always lying or whatever. If it was Clinton, he was chasing women. You know, there was always a theme to their, you know, comic persona. So they always had a role. And if a president made a really stepped in it big time, then he'd be roasted by the late night shows. He'd be roasted all the time, no matter who he was. It didn't matter what party he was in. And only Trump, because Trump does not accept that. He's not a guy who can enjoy people making fun of him. His psyche does not enjoy anything like that that makes him look bad. So he protests that, and he goes over the top with the protests, and he has overtly demanded that they be taken off the air. He's literally come out and said that they should be canceled. And the guy who was running his Federal Communications Commission, which oversees broadcasters, basically came forward and tried to threaten certainly ABC to put Kimmel off the air. And when they canceled, they announced they were canceling Colbert, they celebrated, like, we did this. We got rid of these people. And I think that really played pretty badly, because even Americans who are neutral, who aren't MAGA Trump people, looked at that and said, we don't do that in America. We don't shut people up because we disagree with them. That's not what we do. So it really felt off for a lot of Americans. And I think eventually it has hurt Trump to be this over the top.
Bill Cutter, it's been great to get your analysis this morning. Thank you so much.
Okay, good to be with you.